This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you haven't yet had a chance, I encourage you to read the report in the New Yorker magazine today, adding to and amplifying the allegations first published in the New York Times of sexual misconduct by film producer Harvey Weinstein, including three women accusing Weinstein of rape. Weinstein denies the allegations, which span decades, but our story today is one of speed, the head-spinning speed at which the Weinstein Company and Hollywood in general is trying to un-Harvey itself. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
It's one thing to fire the boss, and another when that boss is the driving force behind the company, and his name has shown up in more Oscar speeches than God.
There are advantages and disadvantages, clearly, to having so much of the brand equity put into one person's name or brand.
That's Gene Grabowski, a crisis management expert at K Global. The Weinstein Company has one advantage, says Karen Post, who wrote the book Brand Turnaround. Unlike other tainted company founders like Martha Stewart or Lance Armstrong, she says,
the straight-up consumer that's not as aware of his name probably doesn't even give two thoughts about it when they're deciding to go to a movie or to watch a television show or to enjoy a product that he created.
Actors, distributors, and advertisers do, though. Elizabeth Toledo with Camino Public Relations says winning back their trust will take more than a name change.
They need to make some significant efforts to tell their communities that they are truly engaging in reform.
Another possibility is a sale. Jason Squire is editor of the Movie Business Book.
It really puts the company in play and a target for acquisition, and it makes them terribly vulnerable.
The Weinstein Company's vast film library includes hits like The King's Speech and Lion. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.